Thank you very much for the opportunity and honor to take part in this service.
谢谢你给我这个机会和荣誉来参与这次的按牧的这个典礼。
When I was moderator of our denomination, I must have preached at 30 different ordinations, but never in Chinese.
在我过去在北爱尔兰的这个自由长老教会当中做会证的时候， 我也参与了30多次的这个案例，但是从来没有中文过。
And I do bring greetings from my own congregation in Newton Ards. I've told them about this service.
我也带着北爱尔兰我的教会的会众来向大家问安。
Now, in our ordination services in Northern Ireland, sometimes they last 2.5 hours.
我要说，在我们北爱尔兰的这个案例。
Don't panic, we'll not be that long.
千万不要害怕或者担心，我们不会这么长。
I want to draw your attention to Exodus 3.
我要把我们的注意力呢放到这个出埃及记第三章。
Before Moses could minister effectively, he needed to have a meeting with God.
在摩西要能够被神有效地使用之前，他必须面对上帝。
In verse 2, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a burning bush.
在第二节，出埃及记第三章第二节讲到，耶和华的使者在荆棘当中向摩西显现。
And in verse 3, Moses turned aside to see this great sight.
摩西第三节说他要看这个大异象是怎么回事。
Why did the bush burn but was not consumed?
为什么这个荆棘被烧却没有被烧毁呢?
This burning bush has been the symbol of Presbyterianism for centuries.
在这几百年来，这个被烧着的荆棘却没有烧毁，成为长老教会的一个标志。
Flames were leaping around and from the bush, but it wasn't consumed.
就讲到火焰在这个荆棘小树丛当中烧起来，但是却没有烧毁。
This was a miracle.
这是一个神迹。
And Moses turned to look at that burning bush.
摩西转眼看那个被烧着的荆棘。
And the angel of the Lord spoke to him.
这个时候，上帝的这个天使来告诉他。
Kelvin, during your ministry, turn to look at what this bush symbolizes.
志良牧师。 当你在服事过程当中，请记得你在服事往后里面要转向上帝。
May this service be memorable to you.
盼望这一次的这个聚会的崇拜呢，是一个永远你记得的一个聚会。
The Apostle Paul wrote to young Timothy in 1 Timothy 4 verse 11.
在提摩太前书第四章里面第十一节，使徒保罗告诉提摩太，年轻的提摩太。
And he told him to remember the day hands were laid upon you by the presbytery.
保罗提醒这个提摩太，不要忘了在长老会长老当中，上帝怎么样借着他们来按手在他身上。Kelvin,
you have had hands laid on you by fellow ministers and elders.
所以志良传道，你牧师，你已经有你的同工穆其他牧师来按立在你身上。
May today be memorable to you in your whole ministry.
盼望今天是你和你自己往后的服事永远记得的一个日子。
You need the preparation that Moses had.
你需要像摩西那样的准备的心来服事。
At that burning bush, Moses saw three great truths.
在这个烧着的荆棘火当中，摩西学到三个功课。
And he also saw an illustration of his message.
他也能够从这个里面学习到三个信息。
Number one, he saw the glory of God.
第一，他看到神的荣耀。
In verse 4, God called him out of the bush.
在第十节说，上帝让神的荣耀在这个荆棘烧着的火当中显示。
God appeared in fire.
上帝在火中显现。
Our God is a consuming fire.
上帝是烈火。
That fire illustrates His holiness.
这里的火说明到神的圣洁。Kelvin,
you need a realization of the holiness of God.
所以黄牧师，你要记得要一个醒悟，一个洞察，知道神是圣洁的。
Moses was told to take the shoes off his feet.
这个摩西被告知他必须把他的鞋子脱掉。
He had a meeting with the Holy God.
因为他在面对这位圣洁的上帝。
You must remember the holiness of God.
所以你要记得上帝的圣洁。
That's what a minister must have.
这是每一个服侍神的牧者一定要有的。
And congregation, you must always remember the holiness of God.
照样的会众们，你要记得神的圣洁。
He's the great Jehovah, the great I am.
他是那位耶和华，是那位自，他说我是自有拥有的那一位。
God is not a man, he must be reverenced.
他不，神不仅不是一个人而已，他必须被尊重。
One thing impresses me with the believers in Singapore is this.
有一件事情，新加坡的信徒深印在我心里，我感动的。
You have a great reverence for God in your services.
在你们的崇拜当中，你们对上帝有一颗敬畏的心。
May that long continue.
我盼望这个长久会应该像这样下去。
But the point I make is this: Moses had a realization of the holiness of God.
所以我在这里要强调的这一点是，摩西认识到神的圣洁。
To be the minister you ought to be, keep the holiness of God before you.
所以作为一个神的仆人，一个牧者，你一定要把神的圣洁当作首要的责任。
Secondly, he realized his own guilt.
第二件事情呢，就是摩西认识到他自己的罪疚感。
We're told that he trembled.
他这里告诉我们说他在那里发抖。
We read here he was afraid to look at God.
因为这里说明到说摩西害怕见到神。
We live in a day in my country where people have lost the fear of God.
这个时代呢，特别在我的国家里面，很多人已经失去对上帝的敬畏。
Moses trembled.
摩西恐惧战惊。
The Ten Commandments condemn us.
十条诫命宣告我们有罪。
We must be conscious of our sin.
我们一定要认识醒悟到我们的罪。
The Apostle Paul, after preaching for many decades,
这个使徒保罗传讲信息几十年之后，
He wrote to young Timothy in 1 Timothy 1 verse 15 this.
在他写给提摩太，在提摩太前书一章十五节，这么他是这么写道。
He said Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
他说基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人。
Of whom I am chief.
说在他们当中我是个罪魁。
He didn't say I used to be a sinner, but I am a sinner.
他并不是说我曾经是一个罪人，他说我现在依然是个罪人。
And this was the great apostle Paul, the greatest preacher.
这是这位伟大的使徒保罗，这位伟大的传道者。
Yet he was conscious of his own sin.
但是他一直的醒悟，认识到他自己是他自己的罪。
And Kelvin, as you preach, be conscious of God's holiness, but you must realize your own sin.
所以黄牧师，我要提醒你的是，当你在传讲的时候，你要认识到神的圣洁，同时也要认识醒悟到自己的罪性。
And every Christian here must realize we are saved sinners, but we're still sinners.
所以在这里，每一个基督徒都要认识到，我们是罪人得救了，我们依然是一个罪人。
We must be humble when we come before God.
我们来到上帝面前，一定要谦卑。
He saw the glory of God and his own guilt.
所以他认识到圣洁的神，他也认识到他自己的罪疚。
But in that burning bush, he saw the grace of Christ.
同时他在那个烧着的荆棘当中也看到神的恩典。
It says in verse 2, the angel of the Lord appeared to him.
在这里第二节说，耶和华使者在荆棘当中向摩西显现。
That is one of the titles of God the Son.
这里耶和华使者其实是指到神的圣子。
In the Old Testament, he often appeared in various forms.
在旧约当中，耶稣还没有道成肉身的耶稣圣子呢，曾经用不同的身份来到这个世界。
This is not an ordinary angel. Angel simply means messenger.
在这里并不是一般的天使，因为一般的天使只是一个带信的一个使者。
This is our Lord and Savior speaking to Moses.
这里耶和华的使者是我们的救主，这位圣子耶稣来告诉摩西。
40 years later, Moses spoke about this incident.
所以在四年之后呢，摩西说到这个所发生的这件事情。
He said this, for the goodwill of him that dwelt in the bush, goodwill can be translated grace, for the grace of him that dwelt in the bush.
40年之后，摩西说到这个事情的时候，他说这个是上帝的一种恩惠，其实就是恩典。
It was a thorn bush is the translation.
所以这个是讲到一个这个荆棘的一个翻译。
Our Savior is often called the tree in Scripture.
这个 主耶稣常常被描述成他是在被挂在树上。
It looked an insignificant little tree.
在这里想到这个树呢，小树是很微不足道。
The world looks at Christ and thinks he's insignificant.
这个世界上的人认为说他耶稣算不得什么。
But the thorns remind us of the curse in the Garden of Eden.
这个荆棘呢，有刺的这个荆棘，让我想到在这个克西马尼园。
When man sinned.Thorns came into the world.
这里是讲到这个伊甸园的时候，是因为人犯罪之后，上帝使到这个世界充满了荆棘。
But the thorns remind us there before Calvary, the thorns were put on his head.
这里这个荆棘呢，也让我们提醒到世人把荆棘的这个冠冕放在耶稣的头上。
And those long thorns were pushed into his brow.
所以这个荆棘的冠冕，那个刺呢，有这么长，硬放在耶稣的头上作为冠冕。
And he shed his blood.
耶稣，付出了他的鲜血。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because he bore our curse.
因为耶稣把我们的咒诅放在他的肩头上。
Thank God for the grace of Christ.
我们要为做耶稣的所做的事情，我们向神献上感谢神的恩典。
God is holy and we are sinners.
神是圣洁的，我们是罪人。
How can I as a sinner come to Almighty God?
我是一个罪人，是一个该死的罪人，怎么来到这位圣洁的神面前呢？
Only because Christ took my curse on Calvary.
因为耶稣在加略山上，高哥他山上，他把我的罪放在他的肩头上。
Calvin, you must always, always remember the grace of our Savior.
所以这两牧师你要永远记得，永远记得神在我们身上的恩典。
Remember that salvation is by grace, not of works.
所以救恩呢，不是靠我们的行为做好，而是神的恩典。
Make sure you exalt Christ.
希望我们永远高举耶稣基督。
Keep these three things in front of you to be the man of God.
要成为神所使用的人，要把这三件事情放在我们面前。
Always remember God's glory.
永远记得神的荣耀。
Remember your own guilt and the guilt of the people to whom you preach.
要记得我们自己的罪疚感，同时在我们传讲信息的面前，他们也是有罪疚感的人。
We're only sinners.
我们不过只是罪人。
But praise God for the grace of Christ that saves us.
感谢上帝，是因为神的恩典，借着耶稣基督来拯救我们。
You will never be the man of God unless you remember these three things that Moses learned.
摩西学习到的真理，如果你没有学习到的话，你就不会，这三点你不学习到的话，你就不能够成为神所使用的人。
But that miracle of the bush burning and not consumed shows what you need to preach.
所以这个被烧灼的这个荆棘里面的这个所带出来的信息是你要传讲的信息。
It was a miracle.
这是一个神迹。
It was burning but yet not consumed.
这个荆棘小树被烧灼却没有被烧毁。
And you need to preach from the scripture.
所以你需要从圣经里头来传讲信息。
This book has been burned, but it's not consumed.
这本书，这个书本一而再的被烧，但是却没有被烧毁。
In the Old Testament, the king took part of the book that Jeremiah had written and tore it up.
在耶利米书第二十五章讲到，约雅敬曾经参与把那个圣经，就耶利米所写的书给撕掉，他参与了毁坏圣经。
And it says he threw it in his fire.
这个王把这个圣经呢，这个经卷呢，丢到火里面去。
But we have the book of Jeremiah in our Bible.
但是今天我们依然有耶利米书在我们圣经当中。
Roman emperors tried to burn every copy.
在罗马帝国，罗马帝王一而再的要把圣经全部这个经卷要烧掉。
One emperor called Diocletian.Said he had burnt every copy of the Bible in the world.
曾经有一个罗马的皇帝，他说我已经把每一本圣经都已经烧毁了。
He said he had burned them all.
我已经把所有的烧毁了。
Yet we have the Bible this afternoon.
但今天下午，今天傍晚，我们呢依然有圣经。
And there's no smell of smoke.
我们嗅嗅看，并没有嗅到任何的烟味。
False teachers have tried to destroy it.
这个假教师一再的要把圣经给丢弃和要把它拆毁。
Atheists have mocked it.
但是为他，我很多人愿意为他殉道。
But Reverend Kelvin Wong is to preach the scripture.
所以我们的黄志良传道要来传讲圣经的真理。
Because this is God's miracle book.
因为这是神迹的书本。
Too many preachers today preach opinions of man.
但是今天很多人传讲的是什么呢？世人的意见，世人的想法。
Brother Wong preached the word.
但是我们的黄牧师传讲圣经的真理。
Ah, but the miracle of the burning bush reminds me of something else.
这个烧灼的这个经济的这个神迹也提醒到我一件事情。
Your messages to your congregation must come from Scripture.
所以你传给你的这个会众的信息必须从圣经里面出来。
But they must center on the Savior.
但是你所传讲信息的中心点，每一篇信息的中心呢，是讲到这位救主。
All this Bible is about Christ.
整本圣经都是在讲耶稣基督。
He is not just in the four Gospels.
他不单是在耶稣基督，不单只是在四福音里面。
He is there from Genesis to Revelation.
耶稣基督是在创世纪到启示录。
You must preach Christ and Him crucified.
你必须传讲耶稣基督和他钉十字架。
Remember the bush was burning, but it was not consumed.
你要记得这个荆棘小树丛被烧了，却不被烧毁。
How does that illustrate Christ?
这个怎么能够来显示，来说明基督呢？
At the camp, we talked about the Old Testament tabernacle.
在过去几天的营会当中，我们是讲到在旧约里面的这个会幕。
Millions of animals were burnt at the altar.
在这个祭坛上有百万的这个上万的这个祭牲这些牛羊被烧给上帝。
And yet the fire was still burning.
但是那个祭坛上的火不断的在继续的烧灼。
Fire symbolizes God's wrath.
这个火代表上帝的愤怒。
Christ said that hell is a place of fire.
上帝说地狱是烧灼的硫磺火。
There was a great miracle happened at Calvary.
在加略哥哥他山上有一个神迹发生。
Our Savior not only suffered at the hands of cruel men.
这个我们的救主耶稣不单是在那些可恶的人的手中被钉在十字架上。
He not only suffered at the hands of Satan.
他不单在撒旦的手中受死。
But he suffered at the hands of the sovereign God.
耶稣基督在世界上是在上帝的愤怒当中来接受死刑。
It pleased Almighty God to bruise him.
就是这位伟大的上帝把审判加在耶稣的身上。
God put a darkness over the whole earth.
当在中午的时候，整个大地呈现了黑暗。
And in those 3 hours of darkness, he took my hell and laid it upon Christ.
所以在那三个小时的时候，上帝把我们的罪呢放在耶稣的肩上。
He suffered the wrath that I deserve.
耶稣所接受的这个上帝的愤怒，其实是我该受的。
That is the miracle of Christ's work on the cross.
所以这个就是耶稣在十字架上所成就的神迹。
My testimony this afternoon is this.
今天我要在今天下午所要做的见证是。
I have committed such sins, I deserve eternal hell.
我已经犯，我是犯罪的，我是应该下到地狱里面永远的死刑。
I can do nothing to earn God's forgiveness.
我不能做任何事情来得到神的赦免。
But Christ suffered my hell on the cross.
但是耶稣基督为我的罪在那里受痛苦。
And God will not now punish me because my Savior has died.
现在呢，上帝不审判我，因为我的救主已经为我死了。
And listen, your sins deserve hell.
所以我要在这里听着，你的罪使到你应该下地狱。
Will you bear hell on your own or will you trust Christ?
你想要用你自己的行为好事来靠自己得救呢？还是要你要信靠耶稣基督呢？
To preach a proper message, you must preach Christ and His work on the cross.
所以如果你要传讲一个真正的福音的信息，你一定要传讲耶稣基督在十字架上代替你死了。
The flames of God's wrath fell on Him, but He was not consumed.
所以耶稣的烈火下降到在耶稣身上，但是他并没有被烧毁。
That's why He's different than all the sacrifices in the Old Testament.
所以耶稣这个祭物，耶稣是那个代罪的羔羊的祭物，他跟旧约的这个祭物呢是不一样的。
They could never take away sin.
这些旧约的这些祭物呢，是不能够把我们罪除去。
But Christ put the fire of God's wrath out for his people.
但是呢，耶稣他自己来为神的百姓来把他自己献上。
Your messages must come from Scripture.
你的信息必须来自圣经。
They must center upon the Savior and His work of salvation.
整个信息的中心点就讲到这位救主，这位耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上。
Ah, but your messages are to comfort the saints, the people of God.
而且你的信息呢，也必须认识到你的百姓，我们所传讲信息的人都是罪人。
In Exodus 3, God told Moses, I have seen the affliction of my people.
所以在出埃及第三章，摩西说：“我看到我的这个子民，我的神的百姓们的那个影像反映出来。”
I have seen them in the flames of persecution.
我在那个火焰当中看到这个逼迫。
And I'll send you to deliver them.
我要把上帝说，我要把你说差去，把我的百姓从罪恶里面拯救出来。
Remember, Reverend Wong, as you preach, there are some of your congregation who are hurting.
所以当你在传讲，记得黄牧师，你在传讲信息的时候，你的会众当中有一些是受伤的。
The people of God come with burdens and sorrows and heartaches.
神的百姓来到聚会当中，他们可能有痛苦、有忧伤、有挂虑、有种种的内心的问题。
And they need you to give them a word of comfort.
所以他们需要你给他们安慰的话来安慰他们。
In Isaiah chapter 43, God says this.
在以赛亚书第43章，上帝的话这么说。
When you pass through the fire, you shall not be burnt.
当你经过火焰的时候，你却不会被烧毁。
Oh, we still go through the fire as Christians, but God will keep us.
所以我们基督徒我们会经过烈火，但是上帝会保守我们。
The church is a miracle.
这个教会是神迹。
The world has tried to destroy the church.
世界要拆毁神的教会。
It cannot, for God is in its midst.
但是不能的，因为上帝是在当中。
That is why the burning bush is the symbol of Presbyterians.
所以今天这个被烧造的荆棘的小树丛象征了我们的长老教会。
God is in the midst of his people.
因为上帝在他的百姓当中。
Persecution can't wipe out the church of God.
逼迫苦难不能够把神的子民们消灭。
Every Christian is a miracle.
每一个基督徒都是一个神迹。
Yes, the flames of trouble can come upon a Christian.
是每一个基督徒都会经历到像火焰般的试炼，但是我们会经历到。
But God will bring His Christians through to heaven.
但是上帝会叫基督徒带到天上去。
But Reverend Wong, you need to bring a word of comfort and encouragement to them.
所以黄牧师，我要告诉你，提醒你的是，你要把那安慰的话来鼓励我们的听众们。
And the only way to comfort them is to show them the Savior.
所以唯一能够叫人得安慰的是把这个会众带领会众来认识到这位救主。
Remember the three Hebrews in the fiery furnace.
记得在但以理书里面，在这个火窑里面的三个犹太的年轻人。
All the fire did was burn off the ropes that tied them.
这火焰所能够烧毁的，就是绑住他们的那个绳索。
Because one like unto the Son of God was in the fire with them.
因为在那个三个人当中，有一位第四位却是像神子在他们当中。
You comfort the people of God by showing them Christ.
所以你怎么样？你用把基督告诉你的这些听众子民们，用这个来安慰他们。
I've come to the last illustration of your message.
所以在这个最后的这个信息当中，最后一个例子。
Your message must come from Scripture.
你的信息必须来自圣经。
Your message must always center upon the Savior.
你的信息必须以耶稣基督为专注的中心点。Always
preach Christ.
必须每一次、常常、一直不断地来传讲耶稣基督。You
must preach to comfort the saints.
你要讲到得这个安慰，从罪里面得安慰的信息。But
you have the duty to evangelize.
你有一个责任要去传扬福音。You
must preach the condemnation of the unsaved.
你要传讲到说那些不悔改的人将要接受审判和灭亡。This
will not be a popular message.
这不是一个很受欢迎的信息。But
there's hell for those that reject Christ.
但是那些不接受耶稣基督的人有烈火，有地狱等候着他们。
Recently, I read an article by a false teacher.
最近我读到一篇关于一个假教师所写的一个文章。
A false teacher who didn't believe in eternal hell.
这个假教师，这个异端的师父，他不相信地狱是真的。
He wrote this in his little booklet.
在他的写的那个小册子里面这么说。
He said, common sense would tell you if a body was cast into flames, it would be consumed.
他说普通的常识告诉你，当身体被丢到这个火湖里面的时候，就被烧毁了。
It's impossible to have eternal punishment.
他说不可能有永久永远的审判。
What a fool!
这是一个愚蠢的人。
The God that can cause flames to be in a bush shall not be consumed.
上帝能够叫这个火在荆棘当中，叫那个荆棘却不被烧毁。
The same God can raise the unsaved from the grave and give them a body that will not be consumed for all eternity.
上帝能够从死人当中把他们带出来，给他们一个身体，就是灵魂，让他们在地狱里面永远受痛苦。
The Lord warned that we're not to fear them that kill our body.
主耶稣告诉我们，那些杀身体的不要怕他们。
We're to fear the God that can cast body and soul into hell.
我们要怕这位上帝能够把我们的身体和灵魂丢到地狱里的那位上帝，我们要惧怕。
The Lord spoke of everlasting fire.
上帝讲到永远的这个火。
What a terrible place hell must be.
所以地狱呢是一个多么可怕的一个地方。
We're to have a love for the souls of men.
所以我们要一定要对人的灵魂有一种特殊的爱。
Brother Calvin, you must warn men and women with tears to flee from that wrath.
所以黄牧师，你一定要去警告，用眼泪去警告那些人，逃避将来地狱永远的刑罚。
You're to seek them to rescue them as brands from the burning.
所以你要去寻找他们，带领他们从火这个硫磺火湖里面拯救出来。
To pull them out of the fire, as it were.
从那个死亡这火焰当中把他们拔出来。
I want to ask you in the congregation, have you trusted Christ?
在这里我要问，在我们当中现在的会众当中，你信靠基督了没有？
You must trust him as Savior.
你必须信靠基督做你的救主。
God called Moses, Moses.
上帝呼叫摩西，摩西。
Has God called you?
上帝呼叫你了没有？
He's called, if you are not saved, he's calling you this afternoon.
如果你还没有得救，你的罪还没有得到赦免，你还不知道你上天堂的话，今天下午上帝正在呼召你。
He's calling you to see his grace and the Savior.
他呼召你来认识到他的恩典和他的救主。
He's calling you to trust Christ.
他在呼召你来接受耶稣基督。
And escape the wrath of hell.
逃避将来地狱的刑罚。
Will you not come to him now?
你这个时候愿意来到他面前吗？
God has heard him call. God, Calvin has heard God calling him.
黄牧师已经听到上帝对他的呼召。
God has called him to the ministry, and Calvin has said, "Here am I."
所以当上帝呼召他来到全世界服事的时候，黄牧师说：“我在这里。”
Moses never forgot this experience.
摩西没有忘记他这个经历。
40 years later, in Deuteronomy 33:16.
在40年之后，在生命记第33章16节，
He was coming to die.
他摩西要死了。
And before he died, he reminded the people of how the angel of the Lord had appeared to him.
他召集了会众，他告诉这个会众们说，这个耶和华的使者来到他面前。
Calvin, never forget the lesson of the burning bush.
所以黄志良牧师不要忘记这个烧灼的荆棘火，这个所学习的这个功课。
Never forget the glory of God.
不要忘记神的这个荣耀。
Never forget the grace of Christ.
不要忘记耶稣的恩典。
Never forget who God is.
不要忘记上帝是谁。
We read in Deuteronomy 3:16.
在生命记在生命记第33章16节，
Just before Moses died，
在摩西离开死之前他这么说，
And for the good will of him that dwelt in the bush，
第33章16节，得地与其中所充满的宝物，并住荆棘中上主的喜悦，愿这些福归于约瑟的头上，归于那些弟兄迥别之人的头上。
May you know the grace of Christ upon your ministry. And may God bless you in the coming days.
愿神让你知道神的恩典在你的事工上，愿神祝福你在往后的日子在他的事工上的服侍。
And we do commend yourself and your dear wife unto the Lord.
我们把你和你的所亲爱的妻子呢，用祷告来交托给神。
And thank you for the opportunity to take part in this service.
谢谢你给我这个机会来参与这次的这个按牧的这个典礼。
And God, may God make you a Moses to this congregation.
我盼望神使你成为这个会众、这个教会的摩西。
And may you as a congregation be conscious of the glory of God.
愿这个会众、这个教会呢，也清楚地醒悟上帝的这个荣耀。
Pray for your minister.
会众们为你的牧师祷告。
Pray for his wife.
为他的师母祷告。
There are temptations that ministers and their wives face that maybe you don't realize.
有很多的这牧师和师母所遇到的试探是你不能理解的。
Years ago in famous battles of war,
在多年以前有在一个战争当中，
Generals and leaders used to wear fancy uniforms.
那些年当中，那些将军们都穿着奇装衣服。
They don't do that now in battle. They don't wear fancy uniforms today in the war.
In the war?
Yeah, in the war. When they're fighting. Sorry. Today when soldiers are fighting, the generals and the captains don't wear their fancy uniforms anymore. They dress like the ordinary soldier.
过去的时候战争当中那些将军们都穿着奇装衣服，现在的战争里面一个将军一个将领不会这么做了，都穿着军服。
It's because years ago the enemy used to shoot the generals.
因为那些人呢，那个时代呢，这个敌人都会往那些将军 来射箭。
So the leaders now they dress like the ordinary soldier.
所以那个将军们他们就穿着一些小兵式的服装。
But the truth is still there. Satan attacks the leaders.
但是事实是魔鬼会擒贼先擒王。
He wants to knock out those who are in leadership from the battle.
所以在一场战争当中，魔鬼会先把领袖们先打垮。
You pray for your minister that God will protect him.
所以你要为做你的牧者祷告，让神来保护他。
The Lord bless you.
愿神祝福你。